This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Shamrock City is the name of the most recent album from the Irish-American band Solace. Shamrock City was near Butte, Montana, where Irish immigrants went to work in the copper mines in the early 1900s. Back then, it was one of the few places in America that welcomed the huge wave of Irish immigrants, who often encountered the sign, "No Irish Need Apply." Shamrock City tells a story of immigration, mining, and murder by following the life of Michael Conway, the real-life ancestor of one of the band members. Solace will perform this Thursday at the Booth Bay Harbor Opera House in Maine. They joined us back in March. Here they are playing their song, Tell God and the Devil.
7 years a minor, a mine to seven more. No better man on earth now to move and mount some floor. So notice in that chippee that drops down every day. No braver man on earth, boys, no matter what they say. So tell God and the devil they can try. But today's not gonna be the day we die.
Great music from the band Solace playing Tell God and the Devil. It's off their new album, Shamrock City. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Radio Boston. So great to have you here.
Oh, thanks for having us. Thank you.
So I'm talking to Seamus Egan. And Seamus, why don't you introduce us to the rest of this fabulous band?
I will. Well, sitting next to me here on the fiddle from Rockaway, New York, is Winifred Horn. And then on the vocals next to Winnie, all the way from County Cork in Ireland, is Miss Niamh Varian Barry. And then we've got Mick McCauley on the button accordion, the vocals down there.
Hello.
From County Kilkenny. And then all the way from County Tyrone on the other side of the room is Mr. Eamon McElhone on the guitar and the vocals.
Well, welcome one and all. What a terrific sound you have. Great, wonderful energy. And Seamus Egan, tell me about the story that inspired this album. Michael Conway was actually your great-great uncle. Do I have that right?
Yeah. It was a story that I just, you know, was one of those stories I remember my father telling myself and my sisters and brother just growing up and when we were kids in Ireland, and about, you know, Michael Conway who left. He left County Mayo in Ireland and made his way to America. He went to Philadelphia first in 1910. Mm-hmm. And he spent a couple of years there, and then 1913 made his way out to Butte, Montana, where it didn't go so well for him.
I was looking at some of the notes about this album. It tells the story of immigration, mining, and murder. It sounds like it didn't work out well for him out there.
It didn't.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It didn't work out so well. He was just 25 years old when he died. And the story that we grew up with was that besides working in the mines, in the copper mines there, he was also a bare-knuckle fighter.
Mm.
And he was meant to throw a fight, which he didn't. Which had been organised by the local sheriff, apparently. He didn't throw the fight, he won the fight, but then was killed.
Because he didn't throw the fight.
That, yeah.
Oh boy, so, tough story.
It was a tough town.
Yeah.
It was a hard way to go, but certainly probably not all that unique.
You know, it's interesting. I didn't actually know this, and this is my own ignorance about my own history. But when I think of Boston, obviously, I think of this great tradition of Irish immigrants. But Butte, Montana, I didn't know about that.
Butte, Montana, at one point had more Irish speakers than any other place outside of Ireland.
Fascinating.
And the main reason was for, I think, I mean, at that time in history, the States really wasn't all that friendly to the Irish. And, you know, it was hard for the Irish to find work. You know, the No Irish Need Apply was a common notice next to job notices. So, but in Butte, the largest mine there, the Anaconda Mine, was run by an Irish fellow by the name of Marcus Daly. And it was known back in Ireland that if you could get out to Butte, that he would pretty much guarantee that you'd get a job somewhere in one of the mines, if not his.
Well, Seamus, it's so great to have you guys here. Why don't you play us another song? Tell
sure.
us what it is.
Well, since we're talking about Michael Connelly and we're talking about Butte, we'll do a song now that sort of tells Michael's story and a bit of the story about Butte. And it's just called Michael Connelly.
Oh, my name is Michael Connelly. In all Ireland I was born, near the lake of Clonacolly, on a bright summer's morn. But soon came cruel winter to break and scatter my poor home. And soon came the harsh day that forced me. Well, I reached old Philadelphia in the brave land of the free, where I met with my two brothers. There was Pat, James, then me. We were destined for the rich land that owns us all from birth. We were bound for Butte, Montana, just hill on earth, where their pockets they bulge heavy when the copper's running high, where the hill rewards her brave sons, misfortune or her dying, where they tread on silver dollars on a crowded barroom floor, while they strip the granite mountain of her precious copper ore. Well, we leaped down off that steam train and stepped out into the yellow mist, with hope still in our hearts then, and a fight in either fist, no kind face to lead us up to where the dirty smelter spat. And the there I took to hard labor as a Butte mining rat, where we trade the hours of daylight for the smell of copper ore, where it's whiskey and a cowled hat to cure our copper sores, where half the town labors while the other half it sleeps up on the granite mountain a mile high and deep. Best me while standing toe to toe, but I defied the crooked sheriff, for I wouldn't throw his fight away. He should have laid it on at 5-2 and backed the bold Conway. I was lifted in Con Peoples with the beer and music flowing free, lovers had just left me. Oh, bad fortune for me. Dragged out by crooked cowards, their battens knocked me off my feet, and they left me to die there like a dog in the street. Far from the anaconda, the mine with seven stacks. Far from the ashen faces of young men with crooked backs. Far from the granite mountain and the dusty grave in which I lie. My spirit chases starlings round a clear male sky.
So pretty. That was the song Michael Conway from the band Solace, who are here with us in Studio 3. So tell us about your performance. I understand you do a multimedia show around mm-hmm. this album. Tell us how that works.
Well, when we were working on the album and writing the songs and everything, we realized that there was an awful lot of ground that you really couldn't cover on an album, and we thought that one of the ways to sort of create a bit of a subtext and just to widen perhaps and hopefully the experience was to be able to accompany the songs with some visuals. Mm. So over the course of the 2 years or so that we've been working on this, we've been out to Bute a few times, and we spent a great deal of time in the archives and the museum that they have out there, which both places are remarkable. And we shot a lot of footage ourselves all around town, and we were given access to places that you know, a lot of folks wouldn't have, you know, couldn't get into all that easily. So so we just combined all of the our own footage, the archival footage, documents and all that kind of stuff, and just edited it together to accompany the show. So we've got an hour's worth of material.
My guess is it must be hugely powerful. I understand as well that you invite fans to share their families' immigrant stories as well?
Yeah, we've sort of launched this thing last week called Tell Your Story, which really, I mean, once we got into the Shamrock City, we realized that, you know, even though it's a story about Michael Conway and it's a story about Bute and it's a story about the Irish experience and within that, that at its core, it's really a story of immigration. Mm. And the specifics of any one story doesn't really matter. It's just that experience of, you know, people traveling from one place and coming here to the States to, you know, in, for whatever reason, but, you know, ultimately to, you know, make a better life for themselves and their families. And thought that it would be a way for people to share their stories and just that reminder that, you know, that we might be here now, but mm-hmm. these stories started somewhere else and a long time ago.
Indeed. Well, Seamus Egan and the rest of the band members of Solace, it's such a great, it's been so great having you in here. Time is running down. I'd love it if you could play us out on a final song.
We will.
All right.
We'll do an instrumental, and it's called Girls on the Line.
All right, Girls on the Line from the band Solace. Seamus Egan and all the rest of you members of Solace, thank you all so much for coming in. Happy St. Patrick's Day and good luck to you.
Well, thanks very much. Thank you.
And that's the band Solace, who joined us last March prior to St. Patrick's Day. They'll perform this Thursday night at the Boothbay Harbor Opera House in Maine. There's more information at radioboston.org.
Our show is produced by Amory Sievertson, Dina Rosendorf, Alex Kingsbury, Mira Sharma, and Kathleen McNerney.
Our interns are Celine Hakobian and Siobhan O'Grady.
Tim Skog is our technical director.
The executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.